Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is Skincare with Friends.
Hello and welcome to Skincare with Friends. On today's podcast, I have Rachie Candice, who is one of the moderators of the Ordinary Chat Room. So just to let you know what the Ordinary Chat Room is. So it's a Facebook group with, we've got around 190,000 members now. And Rachie and I have been moderating this group for several years now. So we see a lot of the questions that people post. We know about the issues people have with this brand, you know, like the conflicts that people get with the product. So, you know, we feel like we're qualified to talk about the frequently asked questions people have with the Ordinary brand. I'd just like to make a little shout out to the other members of the moderation team. So we've got Jo Ingram is the lady who started the group in the first place. Hi, Jo. And then the moderation team, we have Jen Crampton, Anna Garvey, Tracy Cherow, Rachel Maslin, and Jess Smith. So come along, join us, and you'll find us there. So let's get on with the podcast. Enjoy.
Hello, and welcome to Skincare with Friends. I'm Nia Patton, and today we have a special guest, Rachie Candice. Hi, Rachie.
Hi, Nia.
So do you want to introduce yourself? Say why you're here, why you're talking to me today.
Sure. My name's Rachie. I'm from Australia. I'm in Melbourne, Australia, and I am part of the moderation group who moderates the Jessium chat room. And we became friends through that. It's been awesome. And so we both know a lot about.
So how long have you been?
It's been a few years now, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. Like I can't even remember. I think I've been doing it for, it's got to be nearly 5 years.
It's getting close, yeah.
Yeah, so good 5 years we've been moderating the Ordinary chat room.
Yeah.
So we know a fair bit about what people want to know about the Ordinary and Jessium.
Yeah, we try and learn it all. I retain most of it, but it's hard to know everything. There are so many products, like 130 or something across the ranges.
Wow.
Now, isn't it?
Yeah. Have you tried them all, do you think?
No, we did a count and I'd done 105. And there are heaps I haven't tried.
I can't think what I haven't tried. There's just a few random ones from The Ordinary that I haven't bothered with, like Argyraline.
I've had that one, but I haven't tried all of the vitamin C's.
No.
Because the oils at least came out over time. So I was able to try all of those, but the vitamin C's had been there since the start. So it was really hard to like find a time to test all of them.
Yeah.
But with the brand expanding, you're able to like test everything, which is awesome.
It is, yeah. I think it probably sounds weird that we've tried everything, but, you know, we've been doing it for 5 years.
Yeah.
We've had plenty of time to, yeah.
Well,
it's not totally mental.
We can help people better if we know how it works.
That's it. Yeah.
All of the problems that come up as frequently asked questions, we've experienced ourselves. So we know, you know,
yeah,
how it all works together. And
yeah,
like I could read what it all does, but having hands-on knowledge is much easier.
Yes.
And
yeah. And it's more fun.
Yeah. We're like scientists. We've been mixing these potions for years.
Yes.
We're wizards.
Yeah, that's it. Wizards. We're skincare wizards.
There we go. We'll brand that one.
So we wanted to just go through some of the questions that people ask quite often and see if we know the answers or, yeah, discuss it.
I know some that I'm like, oh, Nia will know how to answer this one.
Oh, maybe. Oh, my God. What if I don't? Well, some of them I just don't think there is an answer to some of these questions.
Yeah, there can be a preference versus an actual science.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jessium can have like their own advice that doesn't, you know, match everything else that you know in the world. So
yeah.
Some things are specific to the brand and not to like skincare in general. So
that's it, yeah. So, you know, the old question of can we use niacinamide with vitamin C?
Yes.
Keeps coming up.
Yes.
Yeah. And well, Jessium says we can't.
Yeah, exactly. But then all of the new conflicts as well were like, how do we research this? It's not been mentioned anywhere else. How do we even
know?
So
yeah.
it's best if we tell people to follow the recommendations from Deciem, but we, like, where is the proof?
Yeah.
It's better to be safe than sorry when you're starting out, at least.
Yeah. So, you know, what were the new conflicts?
It was peptides versus exfoliants and vitamin C and something else. It was like peptides have to be their own thing.
And they said that we couldn't use peptides, can't be used with even the derivatives.
Yeah. If you've been using it without any reactions, then it's, you're fine to go ahead and keep doing it. I'm like, okay, so that's safe for me, but I can't recommend it to anybody else.
I find that doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Yeah, I think you take it with a grain of salt. If like 90% of the community has already done it and say it's fine, it's probably fine.
Yeah, I would say so. And if some people are allowed to do it, then why isn't everybody? Is what I'd love to know what specifically they think is going to happen.
Yeah, what has happened? What have they seen?
Why are they saying it?
Yeah, because it made sense with the copper peptides because that's a whole new element that they're using, but like the normal peptides used to be fine with any regimen. So, I mean, I'm still using it and I'm okay.
And you'll see in other brands.
Yes. They even mix them together in the formula.
Yeah. Yeah. So you might have a different brand that's got vitamin C in with the peptides and apparently that's fine. So how come we're not allowed to use them at the same time?
Exactly.
It's really strange.
But I'm sure there's a reason. I'm sure if we were to ask.
But yeah, I don't think that we're going to get an answer.
Well, we might get an opportunity. The scientists come in and talk to us every few years. So add that next time they do a Reddit question and answer.
Yeah, there was an they did. They did ask me anything on Reddit, but I didn't get any answers on that from these questions.
They didn't know who you were.
I didn't find that very satisfying. No. Excuse me. Do you know who I am? I'm very important.
Well, you are. You are. If we need a question answered in the chat room, you go to Nia. Nia knows it all.
Maybe. I don't know. I try and know it all. But, you know, every now and then there'll be something else that I'm like, I don't know. I never heard of that before.
Yeah.
You try and find a study and there isn't a study.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I just ask around. I don't understand it. I'll find someone who does.
Yeah. Yeah. Just keep reading. Yeah. The azelaic acid on top of your moisturizer thing.
Yeah. Well, I am.
That's always got on my nerves.
I am team under moisturizer because
they
have said to us that the level of silicone in the azelaic acid will still allow the moisturizer to penetrate. And for the years that I've been using it, it's worked fine. So
yeah, why would you put it on top of something else? I don't know. You want it to reach your skin.
Yeah, then it's not going to get to your skin. No. Yeah. Even though, you know, the theory is, you know, the moisturizer can penetrate it. It can probably penetrate the moisturizer, but the moisturizer is supposed to be your final layer to, you know, set everything in.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And I'd rather the azelaic acid close to my skin. Yeah.
Yeah, especially because you can't buy it in Australia. We have to get it shipped in.
Oh, really? Oh, that's a pain.
Beauty Bay hasn't had any stock for months and months and months.
Well, that's so annoying.
So I want it to work.
Yeah.
Oh, out of all the things that COVID has done, this is okay. I will live.
Yeah. We can't get azelaic acid as easily. It's a bit annoying, though.
Well, I already had 3 backups of the peeling solution, so I was sorry for that.
So do you use a lot of acid in your routine?
None. Maybe once a month I'll go over with the salicylic acid mask or I'll go over with the peeling mask, one or the other.
Not a daily routine thing.
No, my daily routine is just hydration, oil, moisturizer.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll add in a vitamin C for a bit of brightening. But because I hydrate so much, you taught me that hydrated skin helps cellular turnover and it helps, you know, your pores clear themselves and your rough skin. It takes care of all of it. So I keep myself hydrated and then I don't have anything else to battle except the odd hormonal breakout and that's a pimple patch and it's gone the next day anyway. So
yeah, that's amazing.
I'm very lucky.
We call you the hydration queen, don't we?
Yes. I bought myself a crown recently. I'm so excited to do some makeup with a crown.
Yes.
It's about time.
Why not?
Well, if I want to introduce my skin to the people listening, I did have very harsh issues with my skin after I became sick and was in ICU with septic shock. And I came out and a lot of side effects, there are a lot of side effects to going through septic shock, one of which is that your hair all falls out. God. And another is, your skin scales off?
Oh, no.
And so when I started looking into skincare, I was in a rough spot. Like, there was, my skin was just everywhere and it was so dry and dehydrated. And so I thought I'd always had dry skin. That is how I learned about Deciem and The Ordinary, because they came out at a very similar time that I was looking to fix my skin, which had gone through such a rough time. And it's fine. There was no lasting effects. It just took time and the proper skincare and throwing out everything that had alcohol in it, because it's making it so much worse.
And like all those foaming cleansers that really, really strip out the moisture, they got to go.
Definitely. Yes. Yeah. I like cream and gel cleansers, and I love the oil cleansers. I'll just use the Noid one, and that's my primary cleanser.
Is it called low viscosity cleansing ester?
Yes. LVCE.
Yeah.
It is worth it. It's more expensive given that it's the top line, but it's it lasts such a long time and it gets up all of my makeup and I miss it if I don't have it for sure.
Yeah, same. Yeah, I've got one and I'm sure it's been going for a year and I use it really regularly. It's funny. It just seems to go and go and go. It's definitely worth the money.
Yeah.
How much is it? It's like, is it 34? I think it's about £34, isn't it?
I couldn't tell you in pounds.
No, of course not. You're in Australia. That wouldn't make sense, would it?
I know. Our pricing is so ridiculous.
Okay, so it's £30 in Britain. Yeah.
I'll have a look at what it is here. Yeah, our dollar is a bit different at the moment, so everything's about double.
Oh, no. That sucks.
So you do have to budget for it. I'm loving the new website.
Yeah, I haven't really had a play with it yet. That's very exciting. They needed to update it though, didn't they?
They really did.
Cute. It's got like a little cartoon.
I know. It's cute, isn't it?
Yeah, how sweet. Hello. There's all these little birds and things.
It comes with a set and it's at $105. They're not selling it on its own right now.
Okay.
It's worth it. It's worth it. Yeah. So generally my skincare is just very gentle. I just use the gentle cleanser, hydration, oil, moisturizer. And if I keep doing that, it stays healthy.
Yeah.
So it's.
That's brilliant. And you find out what works for you. That's lovely. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you have to rebuild your skin if it's got damage. And then in my opinion, if you give yourself, you know, get your skin healthy, it's easy to keep it that way.
Yeah.
So I've never suffered acne and things like that, so I can't speak to that side of things.
Yeah, that's the thing, because I get spots quite often and I've got melasma. So I've got to throw actives into the mix that upset it sometimes. And, you know, but I spend a lot of time hydrating, just loads of different moisturizers and serums and toners. And it just helps with the healing.
I love changing the oil depending on what my skin's doing.
Oh, that's cool.
I change the thickness of the oil.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then that's pretty much the only change I need to make.
That's brilliant.
For winter and everything.
Yeah. So what hydrators do you use? What products are you using to hydrate?
I love the SDSM spray. Mm-hmm.
Same, yeah.
But I'll also use the Hymalyte spray if I'm out.
Yeah, it's okay.
That's really good. But I've used every hydrator I think I could find from Korea and from – there's not enough hydrators in Western skincare, that's for sure.
No.
They all have fragrance or some sort of, you know, preservatives and alcohol that just make it so you don't want to put 7 layers of that on your skin.
No.
So –
like if I use fragrance now, it just starts itching.
Yeah, yeah. We become so used to having good skincare that when you find a bad product, it just affects you straight away. But I'm using the Benton green tea at the moment as my 7 skins if I'm doing that. It's really nice. I love green tea. I'll put green tea just from the tea bag and, you know, use cotton pads or, you know, a dry mask that you can DIY.
Yeah.
It's so nice just to have green tea.
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds like the right thing to do. Cool. So, yeah.
So what do you recommend for people with acne then?
Yeah, because that's another thing that's really often asked on the group. Lots of posts about acne.
Yeah,
I think.
Yes.
For acne, if you've got proper acne that's, you know, persistent, you've got to go to the doctor. There's no point in just trying aimlessly to go through all these different products. you've got to go to the doctor and get a prescription. You know, that's the only thing that's worked for me. And, yes. You know, you can try things one by one and see how they go, but it's unlikely to work, really. You know, you need the proper stuff, and then work the rest of your skincare routine around the active, I think, which isn't probably what people want to hear. But
yeah, it's hard. But I had teen acne and I had to change pills or go on the pill to be able to get it under control. And that's a big step to have to take just for skincare, especially at a young age. But I was so self-conscious about it. But and then it happened again when my I had some hormonal issues in my as an adult, and it was just to do with the pill and things like that. And it's we got to be careful of our hormones and what we're using. Because it affects everything. But now that they've got, you know, the different, you know, benzoyl peroxide and the TRET and the all the different things you can use to help long term, at least there are ways to treat it. But it's it's hard if you're a teenager though and having to try and get that yourself.
Yeah. You know, I think for teenagers it's just start simple and just try one thing at a time. Just start with benzoyl peroxide, moisturizer and sunscreen. Just keep it really simple.
Yes.
But seek medical assistance, because you know that's going to get you the best results.
Because if you try too much, you can damage your skin, and then you know we see all those chemical burns and the destroyed barriers that they've used as too many active, and their skin's just red raw.
Yeah,
and it happens constantly that you know if you're going to use an active, you've got to know how to use the active. So that's why using a doctor is important.
Yeah, lots of people seem to want to use several different acids at the same time in like a week.
Ugh.
I don't understand that.
Yes. Yeah, like every day is a new acid. Like,
no.
Okay, so you've resurfaced with the peeling mask, and then every day you're keeping it up with the glycolic or the lactic acid, and then you want to spot treat with salicylic acid. How is your skin supposed to heal itself? When are you giving it time to just rest and be nourished? And it's not going to end well. You can use the best products out there, but if you're using the wrong products and too many of them, it's just you're not going to end up with nice glowing skin. You're going to end up with blotchy, irritated skin.
No skin.
It's hard for people to understand that less is more.
Yeah, that's it.
You can get a better reaction from hydrating and nourishing your skin than you can with 10 actives at once.
Yeah, you know, you see these routines, then they're like, you know, it's like an essay, and there's, you know, lines everywhere and numbers, and you're just like, you're trying to fit all of the actives into your routine at the same time, and you just get something's going to go wrong.
Yeah.
You can just see it happening. The whole house of cards is going to fall. Just keep it simple.
I did it to myself when I first started. I was like, yes, this peeling mask feels amazing. I'll use it again and again and again. And then my skin just went nuts. No, this is, and it was just a mess, and it took ages to rebuild it after that, like a good year of hydration only to get a glow back. And it was, that's why I only use it once a month, because I do not have, I don't have dry skin build up that needs to be dealt with on a weekly basis. It's just really once in a very long while.
Because I use tretinoin. So the top layer of my skin is really thin. So if I, you know, exfoliate once, that could be it. I could just screw it up completely, and then it's a right mess. Yeah, it's really hard to get it back to normal.
Yeah, because then you're risking a year of hydration only.
Yeah,
if you hurt it that badly, you know.
Yeah, you have to be super careful. Yeah,
yeah, and you do see those very in-depth lists, and they mean well, but just choose one.
Yeah, just pick one thing, just use it, and see what it does. And if it's good, then there we go. That's it. You're done. You don't need to keep adding things.
And if you're not getting the result from it, you don't have to add to it. You can just take it out.
Yeah.
And get something else.
Very slowly try something else.
Yeah. It's a long process, but it's worth it, because once you know what works for you, it'll always work for you. So.
Yeah.
And what about, I'll bring up the pause.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
I'll bring up the pause now that we're talking about the way too long. Like, we all have pores. They do exist in every skin. Yes. And it's very sad that social media has made it that skin is airbrushed.
Yeah.
And that you don't see the real skin. You see it mattified and you see it blurred.
Mm.
But every person has those pores and you can't get rid of them.
No. You know.
They're normal. They're natural. That's what helps your skin, yeah. You know, keep.
You can't get rid of the thing that you were born with on your face. It's not something that needs removing. It's fine.
It actually keeps your skin healthy because
that's
how your skin works with these little holes. And you can't clean them out. You might push it and get gunk out of it, but that doesn't mean that they're dirty.
No, the gunk is supposed to be coming out.
Stay away from the pore strips.
No pore strips. Just forget.
Yes. Because it's not always bad gunk.
Like my husband for Valentine's Day bought me this mirror and it's the worst thing I've ever seen. It's like five times magnifying and it's got like a ring of light around the outside. Ugh. So I keep looking at myself and going, bloody hell, what the hell's that? Oh, yeah. It's really like torture. Yeah.
Well, I spend a lot of time in front of the lit mirror because I do a lot of makeup.
Yeah.
And you see your own imperfections so close and so magnified, and like no one is ever going to get that close to your face.
No.
And if it is something that, you know, stresses you out when you're taking photos of yourself, blur the photo. If you need to feel like you're as perfect as everyone else who's blurring their photo, do it.
Yeah, because they are blurring their photos, aren't they? So it's not real.
Absolutely. The makeup companies will even promote these images that look fake because it makes their products look better.
Yeah.
And it's just it's a lose-lose situation.
Yeah.
Because these teenagers and young girls and young people will just, you know, obsess over these little tiny imperfections that, you know, it's just what makes you a person. You're fine.
Yeah. You know, you're not going to buy a product that's going to get rid of your pores.
No.
It doesn't exist. No.
I think it's more of how much effort are you putting into looking at your pores? Because that's what's going to make them seem bigger. Not the actual pores. It's how much focus you're putting on that actual perceived imperfection rather than it being an actual imperfection.
Yeah. And, you know, for pores, hydration is the very thing to do.
I know.
Yeah.
You can see it in people when they post a photo. If they're not hydrating enough, the pores are just a little bit puckered around the outside. And you can see the hollowness of the dehydration just around the noses.
Yeah.
And whenever someone posts like that and I'll respond, hydrate. Just hydrate for now and then see what happens because it'll plump up your skin.
Just keep putting those layers on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Something gentle will actually do a lot more than what you think it will because you don't need to clean it out. You need to help it, enhance it.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, get your skin to its, so, you know, if the skin's irritated and inflamed, you're going to see the pores. Mm-hmm. And once it's full of moisture, it's happy and, you don't get that inflammation and bumpiness.
Yeah. And I think that's why the hydration stuff became so popular because it does minimize all the imperfections and it is easy to see. Like you can see after one application of hydration that your skin is happier. And the fact that the amount of water you drink doesn't make too much of a difference on what your skin looks like, but the amount of topical hydration you put on your skin, it can make all the difference. So for the young girls and boys out there, try the gentle things. It might not seem like it's going to make a big difference, but it will, in my opinion.
Yeah, best for your skin health to try hydration first.
Yeah,
it's always a good thing to do and it always makes your skin look nicer.
And it enhances the other products as well. If you've got healthy skin, then yes, you know, the vitamin C will help you become brighter because it's working with a healthy skin barrier. So that's always my first advice whenever anyone comes to the chat room.
Yeah, it's really good advice. Yeah.
I sound like a broken record by now, 5 years of telling people to hydrate, but I have not been proven wrong yet.
No, nobody's come back and said that was the worst thing I could ever have done.
How dare you? You caused... No, I trust me. If the only reason they could have issues hydrating is that they're using a Western-made hydrator that's got some sort of preservatives, alcohols, fragrance, that's the only thing is you've got to choose the right one. And
if we're meant to be applying seven layers of the thing and it's got something irritating in it, you're going to have seven layers of perfume applied to your face. That's a terrible idea.
And then if you follow it with an oil, the oil brings the hydration deeper into your skin, which is a good thing usually, not if it's got any irritants in it.
Yeah, no essential oils.
So that's why you have to be so cautious of what hydrator you choose. And it's still Korean and Japanese skincare that is the best at hydrating. But there are a lot of outlets I know in Australia now that you can actually purchase them quite fast, and you know, you're not waiting for international shipping anymore, which is really good. The only thing that would be better is if there was, you know, Western skincare embraced this. They've been slow on it. I can't imagine with the market of it.
No.
That nobody has jumped on it. I know we have, like, you know, the sprays and things like that, but we don't have a hydrating toner.
No, we just don't make them. I think that people must still be buying things because they smell nice. Like, the market for unfragranced stuff must not be there.
Yes. Mm. Well, that's the one thing I learned from Renee from Gothamista. She said good skincare smells like feet.
Feet, though. Because those molecules are irritating.
Okay, I'm going to hold on to that information. If it smells good, it isn't. Don't put it on your face.
Yeah.
Speaking of scents, though, you got the new Deciem house spray, didn't you? Mine's waiting to be picked up. Is it good?
I'll be interested to see what you think. It's quite manly. It's quite a strong male scent, in my view. I like it. It smells like a rich man's aftershave to me.
Oh, okay. I'm interested. We're going to know what Brandon smelled like now, aren't we?
Yeah, he smelled good.
Because it was his. Oh, we'll be crushing on Brandon.
Yeah. I always did, though. I was like, I would love to meet him. He's always got such great jumpers. Yeah.
Yes. His energy was just amazing.
Incredible. Yeah.
Yeah. When he was, you know, focused and positive, it was like magic watching him just.
Yeah.
And it would be interesting to see where The Ordinary ended up with him in charge.
Mm. Yeah.
If he had been able to keep that positive energy.
Yeah.
Because he was sure that they were going to get rid of plastic within 12 months. He had made that promise. That was one of his last big promises. That would have been really interesting to see how they would have pulled that off. Because how do you even do it with the droppers?
I know. You can't really, can you?
No. And, like, we do have glass jars and things like that with the Neoid line.
Yeah, they don't have any plastic, do they?
But the top of the droppers.
They've got to be made of plastic, really, haven't they, to function? And I guess
there would have been something in his head. Yeah. He would have had an idea, and I'd love to know what it was.
Unless we're all meant to buy our own pipette that we clean out and use again and again.
I don't see that being very popular.
No, God, no. Nobody wants to do that. But, you know, that's the future, isn't it? We're all going to have to find a way to do what we do without plastic eventually.
Yeah, well, they're banning single-use plastics here in the next 5 years, I think.
Yeah.
Was just announced. And it's good, but I can't imagine what they're going to do.
No.
To actually follow it through. It'll be interesting to see.
So no plastic packaging on foods?
Single-use plastic. So it'll be like disposable drinks, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously straws, and hopefully it'll be the packaging, you know, that you see.
Mm.
Because their fruit and veggie aisle is now full of like a carton of apples in a plastic container, in a plastic film. It's like, but I can put them in a paper bag from the pile over there.
Yeah.
But it's just convenience. Yeah. So,
yeah. They could just put them in paper bags, couldn't they? And just have a bunch of paper bags with labels on. That'll be okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm all for it.
Yeah, definitely.
Even if it makes life a little bit more difficult.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Like when I was little, we didn't used to have all this plastic, I'm sure. We used to have bottles, and we'd take them back to the shop and get 5p and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to go back in time.
Yeah. Well, a lot of the people who do the no plastic lifestyle, they use a lot, you know, of places where they can go back and refill their containers and things.
Yeah, it's good.
It's going to be interesting to see how they release that on a large scale.
Mm.
and if the cost will reflect that as well.
Yeah. Anyway, we've completely gone off topic now. So what other frequently asked questions do we get?
Okay, I don't know the answer to this one.
Okay.
Why do some people get the reaction to niacinamide?
And some people don't. Yeah, I don't think they know. It's one of those things that
it's very strange, because if you've never seen it, it's like just a really subtle, bumpy kind of reaction that they all seem to get. It's like a 20% chance or something.
Yeah, I think it's just genetics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've never heard of that happening when they've used the Hymalide range.
No.
The pore control serum. It's just the ordinary one.
Has it got the same percentage?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. So, no, maybe it's just not as strong, but because 10% is pretty strong. Yeah. Like all the studies are on 4% niacinamide. Ah. That's sort of the normal.
Okay.
I think it's just your own personal genetics and biochemistry that sort of cause the reaction.
Because people get so upset when it doesn't work for them, and it's like, oh.
But it could also be.
Unfortunately.
Could also be a reaction to the zinc in it, because that can be quite irritating.
Ah, yes, because some people with the zinc sunscreen, you get itching from it.
So it might be that. So, you know, you could switch to the powder and try that and see if you can still use niacinamide.
Yeah, because it's such a beneficial ingredient. And I didn't use it to start with because I didn't have issues with pores or congestion. But once...
No, but it's more than that.
It is. I actually do use that a few times a week at the moment, the Hymalide Pore Control. And it's a milky serum, and it just layers really nicely. And it was helping when I was getting maskne, the acne from wearing a mask, just a bit of irritation. It helped that right up. So
yeah, that's cool.
And I think that formula is slept on because it's really nice. Because I know that the normal niacinamide from the ordinary is a little bit sticky and can peel a little bit.
That's why I was quite happy with the powder. Yeah, because the powder got loads of hate.
Yeah, that was really funny.
Yeah, everyone hated it. Yeah.
It's well, everyone needs to try it again because it's really good.
Yeah, there's no problem with it. It's a really nice product to use.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bit strange that.
It's simple. It doesn't take it. You don't have to think too much about how it's going to dissolve, like with the vitamin C powder. And it was worth messing around with the vitamin C powder because you get such a good amount of fresh vitamin C by doing it that way. So I'm sad that the powder got hate. I think it's good.
Yeah, I thought it was quite a handy thing to have, but I think people didn't like it because it was just super lazy. They didn't have to formulate it in any way because it's just put powder in a jar.
Because the vitamin C one, everyone was making workarounds.
Yeah.
It was fun for everyone to try and figure out the vitamin C, but the niacinamide's too easy.
Yeah. But I think, you know, that niacinamide could be, it could be tainted. It can be quite impure. So they've got a really pure niacinamide product in powder form. I think that's fine.
No zinc either.
No zinc. So you can really isolate the ingredient and see if it works for you. I think that's okay.
What benefits do you see using it for people who don't have acne?
I think hydration. It really helps with hydration. It helps with sort of skin quality in general. So it can help with like the tone, the color of your skin. So it can help with yellowing and redness. I think it just keeps your skin a nice tone. Yeah. It does all sorts. It does everything.
I agree.
It's good for pigmentation and aging as well.
Yeah.
So everyone should have it.
Yeah. I've noticed it. It made my skin just a little bit nicer having it incorporated. And that's because niacinamide, it's a vitamin B, isn't it? So we're using vitamin A in our retinol, vitamin B in our niacinamide, vitamin C in all of our brightening serums. And then vitamin D from the sun.
Yeah.
Not too much because we've got to wear sunscreen.
Got to wear your sunscreen.
We're getting all of our vitamins.
Yeah, that's it. And the more vitamins and antioxidants you can get on your skin, the better. They're always good. Just having a look at the ingredients of pore control.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's got a ferment extract.
Ah,
yeah,
that's probably what I'm loving about it.
Mm. Yeah, it's got ferments and plant extracts.
I know I looked at it originally, but I don't have it in my brain.
No. The website's different now, so I'm like trying to find, where does it say about this and that? The technology. It's got bitter mushroom concentrate, marine ferments, pistachio lentiscus tree.
Fungus. That's what we need, fungus.
Fungus, yeah. Peptides that help balance the skin texture. And niacinamide. Cool. So that's pore control from hyalamide.
It's a good mix.
Yeah, it looks good. Good for hydration as well.
Yeah. I really recommend it.
Yeah, because people, you know, probably haven't tried that one.
Yeah, it's not popular and it really should be. It's really nice.
Yeah.
So having that and amino acids in a routine just boosts hydration so much.
Mm.
I noticed I'd been missing the amino acids recently and I'm like, why am I not glowing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because of amino acids.
I'm doing seven skins without amino acids. And
yeah.
It's really nifty.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. I really like that.
They're like hidden secrets, hidden gems.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that I noticed within a week that I stopped.
Really? And you'd just forgotten to put it in and then your skin looked worse. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because yep. I've had perioral dermatitis recently. So like red spots.
Oh no.
It's awful. Red spots on my nose and my mouth and under my eye as well. So I've just been using like...
From the mask, do you think?
I don't know. It could well be. Yeah. Mm. It's just a pain in the neck. So I've been just using like an antibiotic cream and nothing else really.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think, well, I'm on treatment, so I'll just put that on. And my skin looks horrible. It just... doesn't have the same bounce at all.
It's just a bit sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're always glowing, so that would have to be sad to have to stop.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think it's nearly gone now, fingers crossed, touch wood.
Oh, good.
So I'll go back to normal and look nice again.
Good.
Yeah.
Hopefully you bounce back fast.
Yeah, I'm sure I will. We'll be fine.
All right, so should we talk about why the niacinamide and the hyaluronic acid pills?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, so pilling is when you've applied your skincare and as you're touching your skin, it kind of just turns into little balls that roll off. I hate that. It's mm-hmm. really annoying.
But with my routines, I've never had it.
No, that's cool.
Never had pilling. And I wonder if some of the people using hyaluronic acid and niacinamide, they go in and they say, I'm only using one or two drops if I use any more.
Mm.
And I could never imagine using that small amount on my face. I have to use like five or six drops to just...
Yeah.
Because I put it onto my palms and rub my palms together, then press it into my face.
Mm.
So I guess a little bit is lost in the transition of that. But
yeah,
but not much. There's no way that one or two drops is going to get anywhere.
No.
And then you're trying to spread it out to stop the pilling, but I think that would actually aggravate your skin more.
It would.
And caught like the rubbing instead of patting it in would cause more pilling, in my opinion.
Yeah. What I like to do is I just put loads of, I'll pat it in and then I'll spray my hands with SDSM and then pat that as well.
Yeah.
And that seems to really help. Just get some more moisture on it.
That's a really good, yes. But that's the thing. We tell people to do it on a damp face. So people are keeping their face wet from tap water, which is okay. But I think it would be better to use a spray or a toner, hydrating toner, because then you're getting the nourishment of all of the ingredients in that, drawing in the niacinamide or the hyaluronic acid, which then boosts everything a bit more.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would definitely recommend trying more product.
Yeah.
Not heaps, not like a full dropper, but like not one or two drops, but, you know.
Yeah.
Give it five drops and just, you know, pat it in.
Pat it, don't rub.
Don't rub.
And then if it starts to feel like it might pill, spray your hands and then pat that in as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to help it absorb.
More hydration.
Yeah. Hydrate more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, there's only certain things like I get pilling with, and hyaluronic acid is one of them. And I just don't use it now. I don't like it.
I only used one or two bottles of hyaluronic acid before they came out with marine hyaluronics.
Mm.
And that won me over immediately because it's about half as thick. It's very watery.
Mm. It feels lovely, doesn't it?
It's really nice to work with. And you can do a couple of layers of it and it's good. And it's becoming more popular now. But yeah, I can't imagine ever using the sticky hyaluronic acid again.
No. No, it's horrible.
I'm too precious for it.
I just don't think it does anything for my skin. It just makes me look sticky and horrible. So, yeah, it's not for me. Yeah. No.
I think I ended up using it in my hair.
Yeah.
Massage it into my scalp.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, people say that's really good.
There are so many ways to use skincare. Yeah, if the skincare doesn't work for your face,
yeah,
there are loads of other things you can do with it. You're not wasting it. You can put it through your hair. You can use it as a treatment. You can use it on your body. You never have to waste skincare.
Like if you've got a...
You'll always use it.
Like a vitamin C that you don't like, then you can just use it as a mask, and like rinse it off afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
I know some people do that with the 23% that's quite sticky.
Yeah, because that's very, very scratchy. That was my first ordinary product. I'm like, what have I got myself into? And my skin was very sensitive at that time.
Ugh. No, it's horrible. Yeah. It's really thick and horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't like that at all.
Yes. I don't mind the 30% one. That's a nice kick, but nothing compares to mixing up your own.
No, it's super fresh.
You know how much you've put in there. You know what you've mixed it with.
So what do you normally mix it with?
Oh, don't make me say it. The antioxidant the little bottle.
Oh,
the antioxidant.
Picnogenol.
There it is. Picnogenol.
Yeah, that's good.
I'll do a couple of drops of some sort of water-based serum, then the antioxidant, and then the powder. And it all just dissolves really fast and it's not abrasive once you put it on. Because you can put it on when it's not quite dissolved and it's scratchy. You don't want that.
No. It probably won't absorb into your skin very well either if it's not dissolved properly. Yeah. So you've got to have a bit of water with it, haven't you? It's got to be watery. Otherwise it just doesn't dissolve.
Yeah. You have to work with it, but it's nice.
Mm. Yeah, I think it's a good product.
It is. But if I'm going quick in the morning and want a vitamin C, then I'll just use the Tetra. Go on, Nia, you say it.
Yeah, ascorbyl isotetrapalmitate.
The one with the really long name.
Ascorbyl isotetrapalmitate. Yeah, I love that. It's so nice. It's lush.
It is. And I love using that with the resveratrol.
Yeah.
Antioxidant, mixing them together. It's just they're like made for each other, I think.
Mm. Doesn't it feel good? Your skin just sort of, it obviously likes it.
It does. It really does. And I feel bad because I haven't been using it and I know I love it, but I've had my lazy quarantine skincare routine.
Oh, yeah?
It's working okay. I could make myself glow more.
Yeah, you could go further with it, but it's good to have a break, I think, and then you go back to things and you see how much you love them. It's nice.
I love having a good, strong base routine of water, oil, cream.
Yeah.
And having, you know, my skin's happy with that, but I can make it happier if I experiment.
Mm.
But I can then stop and I'm still clear skin, bright eyes.
So
it's all good. So
what sunscreen do you use in Australia? What's your favorite?
Well, we have very strict sunscreen guidelines. And so we cannot purchase anything. Very popular ones like Australia Gold. It's not Australian and it's not sold here.
No.
And then all of the Korean ones can't be sold here. They have to go through our cancer council and they need to be assessed. So they're all very good quality and it's what we should be using. If it's especially summer in Australia. Winter, I can understand if we, you know, prefer to use a lighter sunscreen from Korea, but summer for sure. You need the SPF 50. You need it to be the thick white one. But I'm using one for sensitive skin right now and it just melts into the skin. It takes 5 minutes or so and then I can put makeup on and it looks fine. It looks funny for the first 5 minutes.
But it does sink in.
But it's worth it because you need the protection.
Yeah, because your sun is so strong. Did you Did you try the ordinary sunscreen?
They didn't sell it here and I didn't get it shipped in.
No, of course. Yeah, it's horrible. It's so bad. It was purple.
Yeah. I mean, I would use anything if I was to go out, you know, outside to swim in the pool.
Yes.
It wouldn't matter because I need my skin to be protected. But we get a nice one.
Yeah. It was particular, like, I don't mind looking a bit white, but it was unreal. It was totally unforgiving. It was awful. It didn't sink in.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we had one good review. Yeah. I don't think that it was popular anywhere.
No. Because I got my subreddit, the ordinary subreddit, and I had quite a lot of people saying,
yes.
Oh, you guys complaining about the whiteness of it obviously don't actually care about the health of your skin, because whiteness is good because it means it's a thick sunscreen and you should be wearing it.
I mean, in theory, but the market is full of ones that don't make you white like that and that are still good for you. I mean, I know the diehard fans are going to want to stick up for the brand, but I think they're off the mark.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
And they didn't go to the effort to get it approved in Australia. So
yeah,
I don't know if that's a cost thing or something, but I mean, if you want a sunscreen that's going to wow people,
yeah,
get it approved here because we've got the stricter sun laws.
Well, it wasn't worth approving, to be honest. You're probably better off without it. It was terrible.
Yeah. I'm not sad I missed that one.
No. No, indeed. Yeah, I'd be interested to see what else if they make any more sunscreens.
Wait and see. There's so many things that they've announced over the years that haven't appeared yet.
Just never happened. Yeah.
I was, like, right after Marine Hyaluronics was released, they mentioned they're going to do a plant-based Hyaluronics.
Yeah.
So what was that, 4 years ago?
Yeah.
I'm like, where's my plant Hyaluronics? I want another hydrator.
That would have been really nice. I want them to do a toner, you know, like the ordinary hydrator.
Yes, because, I mean, that's a similar thing. They could use a plant Hyaluronics as a toner.
I buy loads of that.
Give it to us.
So what do you think about the whole Estee Lauder buying out the ordinary thing? Everyone got a bit upset.
I am. I followed the vegan and the animal rights community through cosmetics for a long time, and I do my very best to not purchase any skincare, haircare, makeup, cosmetics that have been tested on animals. I have a line in the sand. If I can use my money to promote better brands, that's what I'll do. But I think that under an umbrella like Estee Lauder, if the communities purchase from their cruelty-free brands, it shows the umbrella companies that it's the less financial benefit for them to continue the other types of brands that do test on animals.
Mm.
So I will absolutely still support The Ordinary and Deciem because they are cruelty-free, even though their parent company sells in China and is not fully cruelty-free. But people make their own decisions as to how cruelty-free a company is. And sometimes the umbrella company means a lot to them, and I understand.
Yeah.
But it doesn't change anything to me. Estee Lauder did a really good job when they intervened when Deciem was in trouble. So
that's it, yeah.
I trust them.
Without Estee Lauder, then Deciem may not be here now, so...
No, they put their foot down when it was needed.
Yeah.
We owe them to show us what they can do with the company. I think that I think it'll work out great. But I'll still never buy from Clinique or anything like that. But, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's another topic. We could do a whole other podcast about that. That would be really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think that if Brandon trusted Estee Lauder, then I trust Brandon's decision.
Yes.
Yeah. That's my take.
Yeah, I think he never wanted the business to be owned by anyone except him.
Yeah.
He's no longer here. So he trusted Estee Lauder with, 49% of the company. I think that they're going to do great.
Yeah.
I think he made a good decision when he let them buy a percentage of the company. We were able to get more products and everything the first time. So I think it'll be I'm not worried about it at all.
No. And then, there's things that need work and we want more products off them. So, this is the way it's got to be, isn't it?
It's been a rough year. Yeah, because they outsourced ingredients and manufacturing from so many different places. We know it's not just one factory that does Deciem. They get, you know, ingredients from all over the world and compile them so they can make it as affordable as possible. Mm. And the pandemic has really put pressure on them because they haven't been out of work as they used to. So hopefully it's streamlined a little bit because they've got more funding behind them now. So
Yeah. It can only be a good thing.
And hopefully, yeah, we get those products and those reformulations we've been promised. It'll be perfect.
It's very, very exciting.
As long as they keep the price point where it is and they keep, if they keep the ordinary how it's meant to be. And I don't think, I mean, look how popular it is. They're not going to change it.
Why would they? No, you know, people, like people like us devoting our lives to it.
Yeah.
For free.
Don't say that. We've got a lot of other things going on too.
Yeah,
it's just mostly every day that we do stuff
to do with the ordinary.
To do with Deciem. Okay, they're part of our everyday life.
Nothing else has quite had the same effect on me as the ordinary.
No. A brand has never kept my attention for this amount of time.
No, so I'm really looking forward to some new stuff.
Yeah, I think the people that are worried, if they can hear how excited we are, like, don't worry, it's going to be good.
It's
going to
be okay.
Trust us, we've seen
it before. Yeah. It was fine before. It'll be fine again. Definitely.
No, we've been doing a lot of this. We know.
That's it.
It's going to work out great.
It will. So any other things you want to cover?
I don't think so. We went through our list and got lost a few times along the way, but
yeah, it's just all the conflicts that always seems to be causing a big.
The conflicts are hard, and I think we would need a lot more time to research a way to present them in a way that people are going to understand.
I think Deciem need to tell us a bit more information about why they've put these conflicts, because it's pretty hard without that information.
Because it doesn't make sense and no other company has followed suit. And why peptides?
why have they said all this?
Just show us anything to prove it, and then we'll back it up 110%.
Yeah, it'll make sense.
But if we don't understand it, we can't advise others to do the same thing.
That's it, yeah.
Because it works for us.
Yeah. So, you know, like they say, if it's not been harming you to do it before, then carry on doing it.
Mm-hmm. And there are, like, hundreds of thousands of us that have been fine with it.
Yeah.
We never got a complaint about a peptide reaction.
No. Never, no.
I've never seen it.
No.
And the group is huge.
Yeah.
We would have seen it.
A lot of evidence to see there. But yeah, no reactions.
Yeah.
Now that the Deciem have got this new website, it'll be a lot easier for people to try and figure out their regimens by the sound of it. It sounds really cool. Yeah.
Oh, yes. They'll be so excited because people are like, I've been waiting 3 weeks for a reply.
Yeah.
I'm glad they've got a little robot to do it for them now. That's perfect.
It's good. It's moving in the right direction.
Yeah. I mean, they could just buy one of everything like, you know, we did originally, just try it all. Figure it out.
Spend a year trying to put their face back together.
Exactly. Yeah. 5 years from now, you'll appreciate your knowledge.
It's so funny, isn't it? Oh, well, thank you so much for coming to talk to me today. Exactly. Yeah. Like,
of course. I've really enjoyed it.
It's been awesome. But yeah, come, we'll have to do another one.
I'll come back and play with you again sometime.
Yeah, definitely. Yes, you can be the ordinary correspondent in Australia.
Absolutely. The Australian correspondent. Yes, I can do that.
So come and find Rachie and myself on the Ordinary chat room on Facebook. And I'm at the Skincare chat room as well, also on Facebook. And Rachie, do you want to do a plug of your Instagram and get some followers?
I have an Instagram that I do makeup and skincare on. It's just called Rachie Candice. And I guess we can write it down somewhere if they'd like to follow me.
Yeah, we'll put it on the Instagram. Definitely, yeah, I'll tag you in the Instagram post when it goes
up. Perfect.
Cool. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Nia.
We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for Rachie for joining us today. Really enjoyed speaking to her in Australia. So come and find us on the Ordinary chat room on Facebook. And if you're looking for the Ordinary tips and information about regimen guides, head to deciem.com. There's also deciumchatroom.com. There's loads and loads of information there. And my blog, which is beautyblogwales.com. Thanks for listening. Bye bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.